Convene the March meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is item 2017-1273. Mr. Ed Doyle. Jay Woodward, good to have you, Jay.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Mr. Bowman, members of the commission. Good to have you back, Commissioner. This is going to be brief. Something sort of completely different. Mr. Doyle is requesting authorization to construct two 40-foot long nearshore quarry stone breakwaters and a 20-foot long quarry stone spur sill at his property on the Piankatank River at Horse Point Road in Middlesex County. The project is protested by the next door neighbor. Here we are on the Potomac River. Deltaville is to your east. Twiggs Ferry Bridge comes up this way.
You said Potomac. We're talking about the Piankatank. Correct. There we go. That's all right.
I saw a P and I got.
All good.
There was a previous project. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
This is Horse Point, Mr. Doyle's property here. A little closer look at Mr. Doyle's property. I believe this is one of the property lines, and it goes around. It's a large parcel. The subject area is this part of this point. It's experiencing some erosion. He's got about 5 miles. He's about 5 miles west of Chesapeake Bay, Gwynn's Island down to the east, as I said. So there's quite a large fetch to the east. He's experiencing erosion right here at the base of the terminus of the riprap revetment. A little closer look, the Doyle's home, the end of an existing riprap revetment. You can see the bar out here. Project is going to be in this location of the shoreline to protect this low marsh spit area and to reduce the amount of erosion and sedimentation going into Healy Creek. We received an application July of 2017. Standard public interest review. It went to the local wetlands board in Middlesex, was approved as proposed. I was aware of a protest at the time. We had not received a letter of protest, but the woman next door, Helen Archard, had made me aware that she had some concerns. She subsequently did submit a letter of protest, which is in your packet, and she submitted a second letter of protest with a lot of supporting documentation. The majority of her concerns are related to boating safety and navigation hazard that may be created by the installation of these breakwater structures and marsh sill. Project drawings, we've changed the orientation now. North is to the screen's left. So east is to the top of the screen, which is the majority of the fetch is to the east. A 40-foot long breakwater. Another 40-foot long breakwater, a gap in between. The existing revetment terminates about here. The Wetlands Board considered just this portion of the revetment. Everything else in this application is channelward of mean low water outside of their jurisdiction. They approved what was in their jurisdiction, and now Mr. Doyle is asking you to approve what is in the state's jurisdiction. A little bit more detail of the breakwaters themselves, 16-foot base width, 40-foot length. They're going to come about a foot above the mean high water line. They're being built in about 2 feet of water, mean low water, on that inshore of that bar. This is actually the marsh sill. In this section, tight up against the shoreline, just channelward of the marsh vegetation, you can see this is the mean low water line where it I should highlight that, where the mean low water line is intersecting the marsh sill, making this structure within our jurisdiction, whereas this structure up here was landward of mean low water, which is what the Wetlands Board approved, this section in here. Again, the sill is here, the breakwaters would be out there. We have some ground shots looking toward the mouth of Healy Creek. This closest pipe is designating the end of the revetment. This mark pipe is designating where the sill will be, near shore sill, just channelward of this marsh vegetation, hoping to afford the vegetation a little bit of protection so that can then expand over into these other areas that are being hammered by the easterly winds. This would be, from this pipe here to here, would be the 40-foot northernmost breakwater, and that represents the gap in between. This is the beginning of the southern breakwater or western breakwater. Looking back toward the shoreline, you can see the existing revetment. Where the revetment ends is where the erosion begins or continues. One more shot kind of up the bank, you can get a sense of the relief of the bank. It's maybe an 8-foot tall bank. And you can see the shoal offshore here as it comes across. Now I'm standing directly in line with the revetment. And you can see that the new breakwaters are going to be basically in line, protecting this recessed area, and the sill would be here. And again, the mouth of Healy Creek. What you don't see in this slide is a navigation marker, aid to navigation, just to the right of this slide. I'll point it out on an aerial photo. But this whole area is very, very shoal water. Once again, the shoal here. This is the aid I was speaking of. I've learned to not say boaters avoid. I've learned to say prudent boaters avoid these shoal areas when they can. Again, Mrs. Archer's comments are almost exclusively related to the concerns of putting rocks in the water and the navigation concerns that they may cause. So, without further ado, DCR recommends that there are DCR comments that there are natural heritage resource in the area, bald eagles, but due to the scale of the project and the distance to that eagle nest, this is not going to cause a problem for them. In summary, the proposed design and location of the breakwaters and spurs meets the standard guidelines for such structures and meets the intent of the living shoreline approach to shoreline stabilization. The channelward side of the breakwaters will be located a maximum of 56 feet offshore, which is a distance offshore. However, there'll be 130 feet inshore of this edge of the bar. So you're probably going to run onto the bar before you run onto the rocks. they will be located, when constructed, they will be, the elevation will be 1 foot above mean high water. So at most tide stages, the top of the rocks will be visible to any boaters in the area. Staff believes prudent boaters would stay well offshore in this area while entering or exiting Healy Creek or transiting the area in the river. I mentioned the aid to navigation out in this location. The Army Corps of Engineers has already issued their regional permit number 19 for this project. We believe the project is reasonable and acceptable use of state-owned bottomlands, and therefore we support approval of the project as proposed. We understand that any time structures are put into navigable waters of the Commonwealth, it could be considered a navigation hazard. We believe that due to the design and location of the structures, as well as the offshore bar in the area and the existing aid to navigation, that it is unlikely that these structures will present an undue hazard to navigation. If the commission believes it would be prudent, we could require marking of these structures with poles. But now you're just putting more stuff in the water, and any such additional navigation aids would have to go through the Corps of Engineers and the Coast Guard for their review and approval. We are not recommending that at this time, but the Commission obviously can do what they believe necessary to minimize any impacts. That is all I have. The applicant, Mr. Doyle, and his agent, Gary Cosby, are here to describe the project and answer any questions. And I will endeavor to do the same.
Any questions by members of the commission for Mr. Woodward? Thank you, Jay. Is the applicant present or represented? Will both of you be testifying?
No, just Gary Cosby.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you. State your name again, please.
Gary Cosby.
Thank you.
I'm the agent for Mr. Doyle. Jay pretty much said most of everything. I wanted to say, you know, we're just trying to protect the beach, promote marsh grass growth, grow back in, and further protect the growth. We are in line with the other bulkhead, so we're really kind of staying out of everybody.
You got your core permit.
Got my core permit. I got my middle set wetlands for it.
Any questions of members of the commission for Mr. Cosby? Thank you all very much. Anyone else here in support of this application? Anyone here in opposition to the application? There seeing being none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Minor.
I move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Minor to approve staff recommendation, second by Mr. France. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, folks.